This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
A bit, but yeah, that's how it's going, buddy. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm good. I was just telling you, I'm hesitant to even talk about this because I don't want to blow a prospect.
Uh-huh.
You're not even going to follow
up. Who's this guy prospect you're talking about? Lego.
Can always count on you.
Thank you.
But I got a response to a job I recently, you know, applied to. I'm looking for something else to kind of ideally, you know, work from home. But that's kind of rare. And it seems like all the jobs that people are, and I do appreciate people reaching out and being like, hey, my place is hiring, you know, whatever. And it's good to get those heads up. And I applied to one place that somebody suggested that I believe listens to this program.
All right.
And I applied to it. I go, yeah, okay, sure. It's a sales job. Not bananas about doing sales. But gotcha. As we know that you're doing sales now as well.
But my kind of sales is different. It's, you know, it's they call you, it's health insurance, it's something that people need. You're actually helping them. You're not like selling them, you know, sham wows or anything. So yeah.
I got you. But it's still in the sales category. Yeah. That's all I mean. And and sometimes, you know, you're talking, part of the deal is you talk people into stuff essentially, and maybe it's to their benefit, like what you're doing where you're talking them into buying a policy for medical care, which people need.
Yeah.
This job I wouldn't say is a necessity. I don't know, maybe in today's world is. I don't want to give too much away because I'm afraid of blowing it. I don't want to I don't want to necessarily poo-poo this, but the person, the hiring manager contacted me and said, hey, I got your resume, and I'd like to set up an interview with you. This is earlier in the week, like Monday. And I go, okay.
Hell yeah.
Great. Yeah, sure. Can we do Thursday in the morning? That would be good. And I didn't hear a response back. Now, I suggested that this meeting, initial meeting, be on video chat because this person is not in the city of St. Petersburg, and we all know how I hate to leave St. Pete.
Right.
So I suggested, I think that's pretty normal now to do like a video chat, like a FaceTime.
Yeah, after 2020, I mean, it's just people have found out that, you know, you can do it fairly efficiently. Yeah.
So I go, oh, I wonder if it was because I suggested the video chat instead of traveling, like showing your like, oh, this person really wants this position. They're willing to, you know, go out of their way and inconvenience themselves. So I thought maybe that's what it was, that since I suggested the video chat instead of the meeting, that maybe that's what it was. So I followed up last night and I said, hey, just, you know, touching base, haven't heard from you. I got an email this morning from this person.
Hell yeah.
And they responded. They were apologetic. They said, I'm so sorry. I've just been so caught up. Hey. And then they throw this on there. I have an idea. I was just kicking this around. I thought it might be fun.
All right.
What do you think about the prospect of doing an interview for this job on the Johnny B Show?
Oh,
I could call in, and I know that Johnny used to deal poker, and I know that.
How does this guy know everything about me?
Well, he might listen to the show. That's why I'm like, I don't want to like trash this guy too bad about this. So he goes, I know that Johnny's intermixed his real life into the show, so I thought maybe it might be fun. That we could do like an interview. I could, maybe tell you about the company. You could kind of interview me a little bit, you know, this type of thing. And I'm kind of at a loss of how to respond to this. This goes back to what I was talking about the other day of being in sales. You kind of have to find little angles to get ahead. This person's a salesman. They're pretty high up there. Their rank is pretty high. So he's good at his job. Of sale.
Sure. Yeah. If he's a manager, yeah, he's had to work his way up.
So essentially what he's asking me is to get on the biggest station in Tampa Bay and interview me. And then, you know, sidestep, he could kind of talk about his company and what he sells for free.
Mm-hmm.
Is the angle that he's trying to work. Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
But I also feel there's some value in this. I think this could be entertaining. I mean, how often do the listeners get to hear a real live job interview on the air? And it is kind of chronicling a little piece of your life. They may hear you get accepted for this job live on the air. It's like they get to sit in the meeting with you. You know what I mean? And maybe this guy is a big fan of the show. Maybe he just thought it would be kind of cool to do it on the show, like he's adding content. Maybe it's not nefarious, you know? Maybe he just wants to kind of like cut it up with you. Maybe he's looking to see how you handle it on a live air situation, because maybe he thinks, you know, that'll really prove this guy's got, you know, the stones to sell the products that we sell for our fine, fine company.
Okay. I mean, look,
I mean, I'm just trying to put a positive spin on it.
I know, and I don't disagree necessarily with what you're saying. It's just to me, I don't know. I felt like it was I see an angle here where I could potentially up my sales.
Well, of course, dude. Yeah. Seriously, I mean, that's how it works, you know? People love to get on air and promote their stuff. I mean, absolutely. People always love to do that. People bring Mo chicken wings so they could sing one horrible song on his show all the time.
Yeah, I've heard
all
that.
All the time.
That's good stuff.
You know, Voodoo Chef used to bring us food, you know? And, of course, we promote the foundation every single time. I mean,
but he's your friend, too.
He is, but even my friends like to promote themselves, you know.
Sure.
So,
but this person's is a stranger, and I don't know. I admired the ballsiness of that idea to go ahead and throw it in there. I mean, number one, it seems unprofessional. Number one, to interview with a potential new employer with my current employer. There's gray area there. Number two, that could get me fired. We signed a piece of paper that we're not allowed to do.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, you know, walking the...
It's a gray area, I guess, because I'm not getting compensation directly from it. But if I get that position, I could get, you know, compensated. So, I don't know. It's definitely at least a gray area for that.
It's a gray area, but I think you could slide on it because it has potential to be, you know, interesting entertainment, you know. So, it could be, you know, portrayed as a, you know, as an entertaining segment. You know, you got somebody, you know, offering you a day job and he wants to do the interview live on air. What I mean, think about how great it would be for the listeners if you got rejected for the job live on air.
Well, that's what I was thinking too. Like, what if he doesn't? That's a lot of pressure on him. I almost feel like to hire me. Otherwise, he kind of looks like a dick if he just gets his promotion and then doesn't hire me and moves on.
How baller would it be if he's like, you know, well, I'm sorry, man, you're just not a fit, and just hangs up? That guy would be a hero to me if he did that.
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah, I would like that too.
You couldn't even be mad at him. Wow. You just have to email him and go, pretty boss move there, buddy. All right, enjoy your company, dickhead.
if he was like, yeah, I don't think so. Let me give out my website one more time, and you get a special discount if you put in code WILL. 10% off from now until the end of the month, Easter special.
Yeah, the promo code WILL frowny face.
Yeah,
that is WILL and the frowny face emoji
Will
for 10%
sucks.
For the next month.
WILL sucks. WILL 10.
Sucks. Will can't sail. Hashtag Will can't sail.
And I will before, you know, in case this person is listening, he did mention at the end, if that's not okay, then we, of course, can do a private interview. So
awesome. At least he did put that in there. Yeah.
I admire the ballsiness of that, but absolutely not. I will say this. If he wants to give me a no-show job, and then he could call in once a week, I think you'll be okay with that, right? I'll give you 20%.
Sure.
Yeah, he could call. He could talk about products. And
damn
I could
right.
just collect a paycheck. That would be
Bing
sweet.
Bong.
Just kidding. I would never do that. You have to watch Bone TV for that one.
Yes, sir. Phone lines are open if you'd like to join Will and I. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Also hit us up on social media before Elon Musk buys all of it. Hopefully he does. Twitter at Johnny B Comedy, at Johnny B Show, at @home_made_man. Everything else is @home_made_man for Will and Johnny B Tampa for me, including the old TikToks and the Snapchats. So get on out there, you stupid punk-ass teenagers on your medias with the socials and all that stuff. Go get it, baby. Go ahead.
I just didn't know if you saw the other note I wanted to tell you about today.
Oh, yeah, no, we're getting to that.
Please.
We are.
Yeah, sorry.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. We're getting to the other note. God dang it. So what happened in the park today, Will?
I had an experience in the park today.
Uh-huh.
It was a hierarchy of value, not only for myself, but for society. Something happened today.
Oh, by the way, before you get into the story, I am eating on air because I am I'm just a couple minutes over my intermittent fasting window, and I have to get it in.
I understand. Please,
I haven't eaten today.
Yeah, okay. Please indulge.
Go ahead.
Eat up. So I'm running in a park this morning. You know, there's a lot of people there. It's nice weather out, so there's you know, folks out doing their thing. I'm approaching this tree. There's a big shady tree in the park that I run at, and there's two ladies. One of them is particularly attractive. In yellow yoga pants, and she's doing yoga. She's got her big fat butt up in the air.
Yummy.
In that, I don't know what you call that, the V pose, and she's kind of like putting her leg back and shaking it around. And as I'm approaching this, obviously I'm looking at her butt.
Yeah.
There's a person, and I only indicate their race because it's valuable to the story down the line. It's a woman, a black woman, with two corgis, who appears to be... But judging a book by its cover, I would
Hold on, was she the one in the yellow yoga pants?
She was not. This is another person. She was in like a
To get a visual here.
Like baggy cargo shorts and a shirt. I got the vibe that she may also be looking at the lady in the yellow yoga pants. As
Hell yeah, who wouldn't?
And I saw her. I was kind of far away. I run pretty slow, so I'm kind of running. She's walking these dogs, and she kind of stops and kind of stays there for a minute. And it's kind of just, you know, moseying around with their dogs, whatever, whatever. As I approach and come around the corner and get close to her, I see her remove her phone from her pocket and snap a photo in the direction of the lady in the yoga pants.
Nice.
Now, and I'm going, okay, I know what you're doing, okay? I don't really know how to react to it because, you know, in the age of Me Too... I probably should say something about that and be like, hey, you can't do that anymore. not in 2022. You're just not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
But also I'm thinking this is also 2022. I don't know if I'm allowed to say anything as a white straight male to a lesbian, potentially lesbian. I'm assuming
I don't know.
It was a lesbian. You just got to trust me. A lesbian black lady. If I go, hey, you're not allowed to do that. I felt like I'm potentially setting myself up for a potential hate crime because
I wouldn't try that with any woman right now. You know what I mean?
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
I almost I ran the scenarios. I did the war games in my head real quick of what the possible scenarios. And what came up in my head was that if I said something, she would obviously freak out and be like, no,
it's all bad for you. Nothing good could happen for you.
I might potentially get called, you know, a racist or whatever. And then I also pictured maybe the yoga lady would be like, hey, thanks for saying something. You know, that's nice.
Now let's have sex.
No, definitely not that. But also maybe she would be like, how dare you accuse this nice lady of taking a picture of me? You racist. So I just went, not worth it. Enjoy your picture. No. Black lesbian with the corgis. Well-deserved, well-earned. And I hope it serves you well. It was kind of a moment, though, where I felt like I might be a hero. And even though I was right, I believe, by calling her out and saying, hey, you can't creep on chicks and take pictures of her like
that. Did you say it to her?
No, I didn't. I opted not to because
You know what you could have done? What I would have done, you know, had I been somebody running, which probably would never happen, but what I would have done is I would just casually, as I got about 20 feet away from her, I would have been like, pervert, and just kept running.
I used to do that a lot. That's a fun game.
Yeah.
But it's
nice
better.
Pick, pervert.
It's better when you're in a car and somebody's just trying to cross the street. And you go, perv. And like as you're driving by, they go, what? I'm just trying to cross the street. What are you talking about? Or what do you know? Do you know me personally? I don't. But yeah, I figured it just wasn't worth the potential heartache and heartbreak and potential media coverage that I would get.
Yeah.
So I opted to let this this lady perv on the yoga pants. It's kind of a victimless crime, really. I mean, you know, it's just a pic, and she's out there flaunting her butt.
That's what I'm saying. So, she's doing the V and bending over in yoga pants.
But, you know, if I were to do it, I would again be, you know, there would be severe consequences for that if I got caught doing that.
100%. Any man gets caught doing that, they're going to be... you know, they're going to be accosted, you know, by everybody in the park. It's going to be bad. You might get lynched.
And I'm a justice person. I'm like, Larry David from Curb Your Enthusiasm is one of my favorite characters because he gets himself in trouble all the time, but he speaks out. He's always right in his anger. Always right. And he always gets himself in trouble. And I just pictured a very Larry David-esque scenario, except I might be killed.
Yeah, where you're like, what are you yelling at me for? I'm right.
Yeah.
I was pointing out that she is me tooing you, and I'm just here in the park trying to run.
Right.
Yeah, that would have been really funny.
That was the whole thing. But, you know, alas, I let it go. I opted not to get involved, which I think probably... I don't think it's going to haunt me necessarily down the line. I should have said something because, again, whatever. You know, what is she going to go home and, you know, diddle? Yeah, you know, okay, big deal. Like, enjoy.
Sure hope so.
It's definitely in my – I didn't get a picture of it, but it's certainly in my brain. It etched in my brain. I mean, I'll have that memory for a very
– At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.